All right, welcome, folks. Today is judgment day for the chemtrails fallout microbes that you see under the microscope right now. Go ahead and show my screen. This is a real-time image here. The microscope is on or right beside my desk. Whoa, hey, what is this? That's a freaky looking. That's like an egg drone carrier right there. Now, these are the samples that we've been incubating here for many months. And they're originally from Dr. Jane Ruby and the fallout sample collection that she collected in Florida. That originally we were told by lots of people that, oh, there's nothing in there that's alive. It's not going to be living. So we incubated it and we found out there's all kinds of crazy stuff in here that's alive. We've identified at least six different life forms. And as you can see right now, a lot of these are swimming around. And just to show you, I'm going to zoom way out so you can see. Let's go to 7x on this digital microscope. It's going to swap out the lenses. There we go. So that's the slide, and that's a little bit of liquid on the slide. It's just what I use, 150 microliters. All right, so now I'm going to zoom back in, show you how this works. It's got to swap the lenses. Now it's zooming in. There we go. That's like, we'll go to 200x. It's going to zoom in there. There it is at 200x. We're going to take it to 500x. And then we're going to go back to 1500x. And that's where we started. So there's some of the bacteria, the different, I don't know what you call these, different rods, different strains. And, you know, look, we've identified a lot of different life forms. I mean, we haven't identified the names of them, but we have been able to visually see that there's many different life forms in this fallout sample. So I thought that the best thing we could do today is let's use a pipette and let's do a death by vodka. How about that? Death by vodka coming up. All right, so I'm just going to put a drop of vodka on this slide, and we're going to actually eliminate the chemtrails fallout with alcohol. So here we go. What the hell? Wait, let me zoom out, because we didn't see that before. What's going on? Holy. Apparently it would cause a vodka panic. Wow. Well, that's the best Russian vodka right there. What is that? Nikolai. Yeah, Nikolai, when you really want to zoom. I wonder what alcohol does to your brain. Look at this. Man, we should have tried this earlier. This is exciting. Anyway, all right, so there's some kind of mass panic taking place. It appears that the micropocalypse is over. What the heck? Now everything's just floating. That was crazy, huh? Well, apparently the answer to chemtrails is drink more vodka. Yes, apparently. Huh. Well, there's one still living right there, still trying to swim a little bit. But most items here have been, let's say, denatured. What is this? This guy's still swimming a little bit. But it looks like we got most of them with a couple of drops of alcohol. Wow. All right, well, there you go, folks. I guess the answer to chemtrails is more vodka. At least that's what we saw here today. So this is the official retiring of the Dr. Jane Ruby chemtrails fallout samples. I've decided that I don't want them incubating here in the studio any longer. We've sort of proven the points that we were trying to show, that they come to life at human body temperature with some level of humidity. There are multiple different living organisms that self-emerge from these samples. And this is what's falling out of the sky. And they can be viewed, they can be measured, they can be killed with, well, apparently with vodka. And they respond to vodka, so that's interesting. Be careful what you are breathing, let's say. And if you grow food outdoors, be sure to wash it thoroughly before you eat it. Otherwise, you are probably eating organisms like these. Just be cautious. We are under constant assault from the skies, from the water, from the pesticides, the herbicides, the hormone disruptors, the heavy metals, you know, the vaccines, the pharmaceuticals, you name it. We're under constant assault. So it's important to protect yourself in every case. And yeah, this shirt, these are the elements of sarcasm, or the primary elements of humor. There you go. Sarcasm. Got it? All right. Just another geeky science shirt. Got a collection going here. Anyway, thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com. And that's it for the chemtrails fallout samples. We've got other interesting stuff to incubate and show you in the weeks ahead, including some experiments on fluorescence. So watch for that. And thanks for watching today. I'm Mike Adams. Take care. So there's a huge uptick right now in the number of government agencies, departments that are purchasing Faraday bags. Now, I don't know if it's just for security or maybe they're anticipating an EMP attack or, I don't know, a nuclear event of some kind. But for whatever reason, a lot of government agencies are purchasing Faraday bags. Now, our partner, the Satellite Phone Store, they have this line called Escape Zone. And they've got all of these bags of various sizes, including this massive one I'm about to show you, which holds an entire generator. So if you've ever wanted to protect something like a desktop computer or a full-size, you know, home power generator in a Faraday bag, you can now do that. And they have other size bags as well. They've got bags that can handle like your laptop. Can you show the side view there? There's a laptop bag. And then here on the desk, these are bags for solar panels. And this is a giant bag for a generator. And then they've got other size bags, like this is like a body pouch. Here, you can show this straight on. Yeah, sorry, it's black. It's kind of hard to see, but this is like a body bag. You can wear it. You can wear it cross chest, or you can wear it around your waist. It's smaller than a purse, you know, larger than a fanny pack, something like that. You've got them for satellite phones and mobile phones. Many different sizes available. They also have backpacks. Now, you can get these through a couple of different places. You can go to healthrangerstore.com/escape, which will bring up this screen right here. And you can see here's the Faraday bag ballistic backpack. Here's the Faraday bag blanket. They've got Faraday bag beanies and all kinds of other, you know, different briefcase size bags for protecting laptop computers, things like that. Or you can go directly to darkbags.com, which is the Satellite Phone Store website. And there you can see they've got the larger bags that have just been launched there right now. Crypto cold wallet protective Faraday sleeve. That's really important to protect your crypto and many other different formats. Now, right now they are through the month of July, they are donating for every purchase of one. These are massive. See how large this is? This is a massive Faraday bag, okay, to hold an entire generator. For every purchase, of the large bags, which is the solar panel bag and the generator bag, for every purchase, they're donating $100 to our emergency response rescue efforts. Right now, for this week, those efforts are focused on the Texas flood rescue, where we are sending certified organic storable food and personal care and survival products to the victims of the flooding in Central Texas. We're organizing that right now. We're adding our own donation on top of that. But the satellite phone store is doing a $100 additional donation for every one of these bags that they sell. After this week, that $100 donation goes to our next rescue effort, which we don't know what that is yet. But we are here as the Health Ranger Store and my registered church, the Church of Natural Abundance, which it has, you know, last year made over $500,000 in food donations to the victims of the storms in North Carolina and the hurricane in Florida and the fires in California that happened. Now we're helping Texas, and we'll be helping whoever needs help that we can reach with food and supplies and, you know, anything else that makes sense that we can get into people's hands. So by purchasing from darkbags.com or healthrangerstore.com/escape, you can also, with certain products, help raise donation money that will help those in need wherever they happen to be in America. We're here to serve. We're here to help. We have the infrastructure. We have the abundance from your support and from God's grace to be able to help people all across America in a time of need. And that's what we're doing. And that's what the satellite phone store is doing as well. And even if you don't care about the donation aspect of this, it's smart to have these bags, to put your mobile phone in a Faraday bag. Protects from 5G, protects from potentially identity theft. You can put your credit cards, your wallet, your car keys, you know, your key fob. Those things can be read by car thieves. They can be read from like 10 feet away. So you can put your key fobs in these, especially at night when you go in for the evening and you put your keys up, put them in one of these bags. Otherwise, thieves can come to your front porch and they can erect an antenna and they can read your key fob and then they can steal your car right out of your driveway. That's been documented. That's happening right now. So protect all your electronics with Faraday bags of different sizes. And when you do that, you'll have better privacy, you'll have better protection, and you'll have electronics that work even after a nuclear event or after an EMP or whatever might happen. You want to have things that are protected from those kinds of events in case there is a worst case scenario type of catastrophe that unfolds. So again, check it all out at either the satellite phone store, SAT123.com, or darkbags.com, or healthrangerstore.com/escape, whatever's most convenient for you. And get these in your life and you will enjoy enhanced privacy and protection from electromagnetic radiation and frequencies, or fields would be the correct term there. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of Brighteon.com and healthrangerstore.com. Be safe, everybody. Take care.